From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. For years, T-Mobile and Sprint have considered merging. And this week, there's news they're reportedly back in negotiations once again. T-Mobile is exploring taking over their rival, Sprint. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more on the chances of this latest attempt and whether it might actually go through.
Back in 2014, Sprint and T-Mobile's whole will-they-won't-they drama was squashed by antitrust regulators. A potential merger was written off as anti-competitive. But under this administration?
I think they'll get a very different response from the Trump antitrust cops.
David Balto is a former policy director of the Federal Trade Commission. He says right now, Verizon and AT&T dominate the mobile market.
What you want is an aggressive third competitor here, and that's what could come about from this merger.
So what could this mean for consumers? Julie Osk is an analyst at Forrester Research. She says right now, T-Mobile, number three carrier, and Sprint, number four, are disruptors by offering cheaper prices. A merger could mean cost-cutting and bigger profits.
If I'm T-Mobile and Sprint, I'm hoping that the improved quality of my network and coverage would allow me to increase prices. But I don't think that's guaranteed.
Osk says they'd have to woo some very loyal customers from Verizon and AT&T. Any finalized deal would still be many weeks away. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.